Okay, so our goal today is to introduce the topic of Dover Sheish Lamatirin, which is the focus of Simin Kuf Beis. The challenge is this is obviously a giant topic that spans many different areas of Shas. So just in terms of where to start, how do you know that you've seen what needs to be seen, at least, you know, if you want to try to find a hekaf with that, I guess the first thing is know all Shas. If you know all Shas, you don't have that problem. So a couple of places, just ha'aros for thought. First, of course, is the simplest place is the Encyclopedia Talmudid. So they have an entry on Dover Sheish Lamatirin. That's one obvious, very, you know, late likut. But two early important places to look is, first of all, the Stechemed has a section. This is in Ma'areches Hadalid in Kalal Tes, section on Dover Sheish Lamatirin. This is not the only place, but he has quite a bit here. And before that, maybe the most, at least that I saw, the most concise and organized presentation of the major comments in the Gemara and the Rishonim, and that when you finish, you know that you've seen it, is in the Kesef Nivchar in Klal Mem Aleph. Kesef Nivchar is amazing because he goes through all the different sugyas and shas, and he enumerates them one letter at a time to make sure that Klal Mem Aleph, called Dover Sheish Lamatirin. So if you've gone through the Kesef Nivchar, so you know that before the 18th century, you've covered, you know, the major comments of the Rishonim, and then if you put that together with the Stechem, who quotes a ton of like later Achronim and Polpulim, so you have a sense of what's out there. So that, I think, is helpful, just to know. So the topic of Dover Sheish Lamatirin, first of all, is the topic which is Derabanan, at least according to the majority opinion, and the Ran says this explicitly. If you look in the Ran, on the Rif, in Psachim, in Perakal Shah, which is, I think it's Zion Amid Beis in the Dapi HaRif, the Ran says that this din of Dover Sheish Lamatirin, that it is not batal, that whole principle is only a din Derabanan, which is going to be important because later on we're going to see various kulas that appear in different Rishonim, and if you understand that the whole principle is only Derabanan, so that can give you some window into understanding why these kulas exist, because if this was really a bona fide din d'oraisa, so then that would be a bigger issue. Now, one place where the Stechemed takes this to an issue is because he quotes a sefer right in the beginning of this piece of the Stechemed. He quotes a sefer called Tiras Kesef in a Drush in Parshas Toldos, who has a discussion about the following issue. He suggests that maybe Adam Arishon shouldn't have been punished for the chait of the Eitz Hadas because the Eitz Hadas should have been batal b'taruvus.
What's taruvus?
With all the other Eitzim in the Gan, that they got confused. I'm just quoting what he says. Don't ask Kashas on a vort like this. So, he was mevatal the Eitz Hadas ayidei taruvus, and then if that's the case, so why was he punished? So, and don't tell me it's a problem of an Isser, a bitl of Isser l'chadchila.
Because no, like what he did to Rabbi Yehudaim, you're saying?
Oh, it sounds like he was mevatel it.
Not that there was a heavy tree. He took it, and he made a jelly out of it.
You think so?
And that's the Lashon.
Well, the Lashon is bitl.
There you go.
Es ho'eitz, right. Etz eitz hadas al yidei taruvus.
Right, he was mevatel. Not that it was batel.
Yeah.
So he Yehudaim, he did a bitl. He took a fruit.
On the fruit? It doesn't say on the fruit, on the tree.
He never talks about it.
I don't know. Okay. Whatever it is.
But that's what we have the shayla of the bottom of the
unless he mixed up the trees deliberately.
How do you mix up? You're dizzy?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm just repeating it. The reason why this is no gay, the reason why he brings it up is, wait a second, the whole pilpul is under the assumption that the bittul and then the question, so then he goes back and forth, well, what about Bittul Yisrael Chathil? Well, that's only Drabanan. Well, it's Dover Sheish Lamatirin. Maybe you should say it's a davar sheyesh lamatirin. Why? Because. So maybe it would have been mutter for him. Ela ba'oso hayom ubalayla hayamutter. So according to those sources, it's davar sheyesh lamatirin. That's why it's not batal, etc. So he says the only problem with this part is that davar sheyesh lamatirin is only a din derabanan, not a din d'oraisa.
I understand.
So I'm just pointing it out there that this is a great, this is amazing idea when you think about the question of Zavar Sheish Lamatirin. It wouldn't have been the first thing that came to mind for me, but it's the first thing that appears here in the Stechemed, questioning this whole cheshbon about Adam Rishon and the bittel of the Eitz Hadas, Idach Zul Gemar. I'm just pointing it out that it's something that you could look into if you're interested in pursuing this further. But the bottom line is that the principle of Zavar Sheish Lamatirin not being bittel is only a din Rabbanon, that's what the Ron says, Beferish.
That
okay,
that's so
gracious. That's number one. Number one. That's number one. That's number one. Number two. That was the. Who wrote what? The Kesef Nivchar was written by a Talmud Chacham. I think his last name was pronounced Goitin. Goitin? Goitin? 19th century. So. The second issue to keep in mind, which is the Ramban in the Chidushim and Avodah Zarah on Ayin Gimel Amud Beis points out, is that as much as we generally accept the idea that Davar Sheyesh Lamatirin is not Batel, and it keeps cropping up in different places in Shas, but it's actually, according to him, it's actually Machlokas in the Tanoim, because when the Gemara in Nedarim, Nun Ches Amud Beis, introduces a series of things that are not batel because they're davar sheyesh lamatirin, it does so in the name of Rav Shimon. So Rav Shimon says, Tevel, Ma'aser Sheni, Hekdesh, those things, Chadash, those things are davar sheyesh lamatirin, so they're not batel. So the Rabban points out that that's Dafka Rav Shimon, but he suggests that the Chachamim argue on Rav Shimon, and they say that a davar sheyesh lamatirin is batel, even midrabanan. And he wants to use that in his discussion about that long sugya there. So there are a couple of Rishonim. He's not the only one. The Ritva, I think, says the same thing in Bava Metzia. There are others. So that's the second thing to keep in mind. But nonetheless, even though that exists on the books, we accept the principle that Davar Sheyesh Lamatirin is not Batel. And the question is, why not? So we've mentioned before this sugya on Gimel Amud Beis in Beitza, and for this chabur, we're only going to give the background in the lumdus. The next chabur, we'll get to the nuts and bolts in the simen. But the Gemara introduced us to the principle of Davar Sheyesh Lamatirin in the context of the Eitzim, Shenashrim, and Hadekel, and they fell into the Tanur on Yantif. So there's a problem of it not being Muchan. The Gemara says, well, you can be Mavatlet. And the Gemara says, you can't be Mavatlet. It's Davar Sheyesh Lamatirin. The Gemara says, no, it's not a problem. It's Mikla Kali. So, the Rashi there on Gimel Amud Beis, he makes the comment, why is Davar Sheyesh Lamatirin a problem? He says, Sheyachal La'ochlo Achar Yom Tov Beheter Gamor. So the logic is, why should you eat it using the mechanism of bittul? You can eat it beheter gamor on motzai yom tov. So ad shetochlein or beheter, tochlein or beheter.
Where is that lashon itself?
So I don't know. I don't know. That became like, I don't know.
That's a rif's lashon.
I don't know that was the rif's lashon. I don't think.
I think
that's
Rashi somewhere else.
Maybe it's Rashi somewhere else. It's not the Rashi here. I don't think it's on Dalai Lama days. Let me check. Let's see. What's that?
Oh, they may be just quoting it. They're not quoting the Rebbe, I guess. Yeah, you won't give them a base when you saw that. It wasn't there, right?
Mm-hmm. It's not there. And Rashi on Daf Dalid. I don't see that phrase here. I don't see Rashi here saying anything at all on the phrase Davar Sheyesh Lamatirin on Daf Dalet. He just says Hol V'yesh Lamatirin L'machar. But it's the idea that, so I don't see the Lashon. I'm not sure where the origin of that Lashon is, but that's what I remember many people using that phraseology. So Rashi says, don't eat it using the mechanism of bittul. Just wait and use it when it's eat it when it's heter gamor. Great. However, we saw the Ran in that lengthy piece in the Ran in the Dharma Daf and Beis Amud Aleph, where the Ran suggests a different svara. The svara of the Ran was that when do you create bittul? When you have a conflict, when you have a clash between the two opposites, then you could say that the minority is being outgunned, and therefore, when you have to identify what the nature of this substance is in a taruvus, it's being defined by the majority. But when you don't have a conflict, when you don't have a clash, so then there's no reason to negate the identity of the minority, because the minority and the majority maintain their similar identity, and so there is no bittul. So where does the Ran get this from? So he suggests that the source of this is modeled for us in the Sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, who says min b'mino is not batel, and the Chachamim agree to Rabbi Yehuda in the context of Olin. So because Olin are similar in that respect, the Ran says, so therefore you treat it as if they are the same as Mibarino or Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore the Rabbanan say they're not Batel, and that's the source for Davar Sheishal Matirin, and that was how the Ran explained that interesting psak of the Rif in Chulin, where the Rif suggested that the bread, the pas, is considered Davar Sheishal Matirin, since you can eat it, you can have an alternative method of eating it, the pas that was Nitzle, even though Rechalav Milsas, it has the smell of the meat, since it can be eaten with milk. I'm sorry, since you can eat it with meat and not with milk, so it's not going to be batel. Because it's in the Rif himself says that phrase, that it's the equivalent of Darva Sheshel Matirin. So these are the two primary svaras when it comes to understanding Darva Sheshel Matirin. Now, as we will see, there's going to be a little bit of a question when it comes to this Ran, is that really enough? Because the Gemara here tells us that there are two implications of something being Davar Sheishal Matirin. The Gemara Gimel Amud Beis and Dal Amud Aleph. The Gemara Gimel Amud Beis tells us, number one, well, it actually mentions both, here in Beitza, the Gemara says, So this second din is what the Gemara focused on first, which is Nisarva be'elef kulan asuros, that Davar Sheishal Matirin is not batel berov, it's not batel b'shishim, even, I think the Lashon of the Rambam was elef alfei, it's not batel. But the first din, which is reminded to, which Ravashi reminds us in Dalam and Aleph, Ravashi Amar Leolam Safik Yom Tov Safik Chol Havidav Sheishal Matirin Chol Davar Sheishal Matirin Afilu Bidrabanan Lo Batel. So there are two dinim. There's, like the Gemara said at the beginning, Sveiko Asura. So Davar Sheishal Matirin has two chumras. It has the chumra of asuring a taruves, and it also has the chumra of creating an isser when it's besafik. Exactly. So now you come back to saying that even the Ran will have to agree to Shitas Rashi, because the Ran's whole hesber is only in the world of bittul. The Ran's hesber doesn't address the issue of safik. Why should you say safik drabanan lechumra on a Davar Sheishal Matirin? What's the logic? The answer is the Ran will have to agree to Shitas Rashi if Asher Tochlena beIsser Tochlena beHeter. Exactly. So we'll get to that, because the Ran is going to explain other aspects which we didn't mention yet, but the crux of that Ran is talking about something else, which we'll get to in a minute, as to why that's significant. So what constitutes, what does it mean that it's Yeshlo Matirin? That it has a heter. I shouldn't use the word time. So the first answer is time. So that's the Gemara, the context of the Gemara in Beitza, that there is a time after which this item will become mutter. Another case is the Gemara in Nedarim, on Daf Nun Tes Lamed Aleph, where the Gemara says that when you have something where it's a mitzvah to be shoel on it, then it's considered Dovah Sheshel Matirin. Why? So the answer is, you see from this context in the Darin, that Yeshel Matirin, Nun Tes Lamed Aleph, the Yeshel Matirin doesn't just mean the Isser will expire, May Elav. It also includes an Isser which you will remove. Why will you remove it? Because you have a mitzvah to remove it. So of course you remove it. It's not just that you can remove it. Because the Gemara here says, Beferish, the Gemara says in Nun Ches Amin Aleph, Truma and Trumas Meiser and Chala and Orla and Klayakarem, the Chacham give a shear for them. They're Ein Lo Matirin. Why is Truma Ein Lo Matirin? So even though you could be shoel on the Truma, it's just a could. As opposed to, the Gemara says, Konamos Mitzvah Le'itzshuli Alayhu. So since it's a mitzvah to remove it, it's like, in Shas we have this idea of biyado. So this is a little bit of a different kind of biyado, right? The first Yeshel Matirin is, with time, the Isser will expire. The second one is, not just that it can expire, you can remove the Isser, it's that you, following the mitzvah Satorah, you will remove the Isser. It's mitzvah le'itzshuli alayhu. Vaharaya, it's more than the biyado, because truma is also biyado, and yet the Gemara says truma is considered ein lo matirin, because there's no mitzvah to undo the truma, as opposed to there isn't mitzvah to undo the chacham, to undo the konam. Number three, that it's yeshel matirin, it's something that you can fix without great difficulty. This is the chiddush of Tosfos. It appears in Avodah Zarah, Ayin Gimel Amud Beis. I think it also appears in Tosfos in Bava Metzia, a Nun Gimel, for you right now. I think the same Svar appears in Bava Metzia, Nun Gimel. One second.
I thought it was here in Bava Metzia. Maybe it's not here in Bava Metzia. I thought it was. It's definitely in. It's in Avodah Zarah. Let's see. No, here the Tosfos mentions what we said previously. Edim Maskel Havale, the same idea that it's totally on mitzvah lishol and not Efshar B'she'ela. Yeah, this Tosfos is referring to the previous point. Sorry, I'm misremembering. The Tosfos goes together with the Gemara and Nedarim. The Tosfos in Avodah Zarah is the one who's Machadish, that if there's no Tircha, that's when it's Darvash Sheshel Matirin. But if there is Tircha, then you say that's not called Darvash Sheshel Matirin. A fourth qualification is...
Why is that? So what is the Tircha? Chachamim already being awesome.
So, because the question is, when you say, good question, the question that Josh is asking is, why should Tircha play a role? So the answer is, well, let's go back to Shitas Rashi. Atcha tochlenu be'isser, tochlenu be'heter. So you have an egg here. So we tell you, look, this beitzah was nold on Yontif. What's the big deal? Just wait and it'll become mutter. Waiting is not such a big deal. But being matriach yourself, that is a big deal. So apparently, according to Rashi, let's just go with Rashi for a second. So apparently, you see that even though waiting is not a big deal, but being matriach yourself is, according to Tosfos, is akin to not having that ability, because it's either because it's not naturally going to come about, or it's such an overwhelming difficulty that they weren't gozer in that case.
Since when is Tircha something which tells Rabban to get rid of the gazelle?
Many times. We just had the discussion about Tircha when it came to checking for bugs. Whether it was a Chiyuv B'dika or not.
Meaning no one's not sure after taking a microscope to that, what you mean?
No, there it's different. There it was you're not mitchashev, Rabbi Avadia said in the tshuva, with things that are microscopic. But remember, Rabbi Willig developed much of the shear based on the idea that the chiyuv b'dika, we saw it, where do we see it? One second. I think he quoted it from a Truma Sadesh, but we saw it, I think, in the Prima Gadim. That the Prima Gadim said that when there was tircha, then that's not considered efshar b'inyan acher when it came to... I'll find the Prima Gadim for you. The chiddush of the Taz that...
I'm thinking, Josh, this is a chumrah.
So what?
You understand? Just to make sure you understand, that they set up, that the Chazal said that this thing will not be battle, come easily come to Heter.
Right, okay.
Okay, just make sure that... And do you have a problem with that?
No.
Yeah, you're talking about a kula.
Easily come to Heter.
You're talking about a kula. He's talking about a
kula. You've added that in. No. You've not added
okay,
that
so let me reframe it. I heard the question. That... So, what's called Yesh Lomatirin? So, number one is either it's going to become mutter over time. Number two, it's going to become mutter because you have a mitzvah to remove it. And now, maybe I could have reversed this in a later section. Removing it, it's in your hands to remove it, and it's not difficult. Removing the Isser. It's in your hands to remove it. You're going to be able to remove it, and it's not a big deal to remove it. Okay, so this goes back to Eli, like the biyodo, quasi-biyodo idea, but it has to be kal. Yesh Lomatirin could also be that there is another place where you could use this beheter. Physical location. Yeah. Like the Gemara in Beitz and Daf Lamites in the context of Tchumen. Right there, the discussion was Ragle Habaylim limit the place of their items, you know, their food items. So the Gemara, right, the Mishnah says, so Behem of HaKim, Karagla HaBailim, so there the discussion was about
people.
So the Mishnah, Behem of HaKim is on Lamed Zayin, and there, Chain Aisha Shishoala Mechaberto Tavlin Umayim Umelech Leisa Saharin Karagla Shteim. So why are they not bottle? So the Gemara says in Tavla Mitzvah and Aleph, Ravashi says, Ravashi Amar Mishum Davle Davar Sheish Lomatirin, Chol Davar Sheish Lomatirin, Afilu Be'elof Lo Bottle. Rashi says either Sheish Lomatirin Lamachar Yolichua, O Hayom Yochlua Kan. That's Rashi's Lamitzvah and Aleph, the Maskel Sheish Lomatirin. So Sheish Lomatirin exists in the realm of space. It exists in your ability to fix it, either because you have a mitzvah to fix it, or you have the ability to fix it without great tircha, or it exists as a heter in some other location. You know, you took it to such and such a place, but your bialim are here, so then it's atcha tochlenu beheter over there, tochlenu beisr, atcha tochlenu beisr over there, tochlenu beheter over here, so don't say bittel. And then the last permutation, which we could say is either four or five, is the Rif's expression we mentioned before in Gidon Asha, that it's not totally in the Zman, it's not totally in, you know, you changing or getting rid of the Isser, it's not totally in the Makom, rather it's totally in the way that you're going to actually use the Heter, meaning, instead of using this bread for a milchik sandwich, use it for a meat sandwich. So those are four or five, depending on how you break it down, different ways of saying Yesh Lomatirin. It's going to become mutter. How's it going to become mutter? Either over time it's going to become mutter, or you are going to remove the Isser, either because it's a mitzvah, or you can remove the Isser Bekal without difficulty, which we'll get to when it comes to the question of Hagal's Kalim. The fourth category was geographically it has a place of heter, Yesh Lomatirin. And then the last category is, it's not that in time it will become mutter, it's not that you can remove the Isser, it's that there's another way to use this item that won't create a conflict, that won't create an Isser. And what's that? Avoid it. Use the meat bread for a meat sandwich.
Or eat it itself,
whatever it is. But that's the Rif's application of Asher Tochlena Be'isr Tochlena Be'heter, is to say, don't put yourself in a matzav. Don't create a situation where you need to invoke bittul. No, just eat in some other way. You're not removing the Isser, and in this case, not actually Isser, it's Fleishigs, but you're not being mafkia the Fleishigs. It's not like Konamos where you're being mafkia it, or like kashering a kli where you're actually being magil the blia. It's saying, just leave it the way that it is and use it in a different manner. Yes?
I'm sorry, I didn't worry about this, but I forgot. Why is this different than the little bit of milk in the water? Right over there, the Rashba is like, you know, yeah, a bit of milk on the water for a while and use it. And over here, a little bit of, you know, wrath of meat gets onto my bread. And I'm like, oh, now I've got a problem.
What's the question? Didn't the Ron in Hulin ask that question?
I don't remember.
Yeah, that was...
I feel like this came up, but I don't
Yes, the Ron in Hulin asked that question. We discussed that exact issue when we talked about heter beheter, whether it's bottle or not. The Ron in Hulin... Okay. Let me remember. I'm trying to remember where that Ron was. That Ron... I'd probably be able to find it.
So that Ron, we discussed that Ron. He mentioned, and he's asking that who cares if you have this bottle in so much water? The Maisa, Achtechlan, that's what I'm mentioning.
The Ron mentioned that. Gotten that far yet? 1 minute.
What's one minute.
That's one indication that the Rif doesn't agree with that.
But he doesn't vote right because.
One second, I'm trying to remember.
Because, like, for the Ron himself, like, and Shinamino, their first
So what's the question you're asking again, Yitzi?
Why isn't that, you know, exactly a Kriv case?
Why using bittul to
valid uses for the smoke water? Eat it with dairy or use it just like one drink of water?
No, okay. I thought you were asking something else. In that case, that's not a problem. There, you already have bittul.
Isn't that hagufa?
Yeah. Well,
how is it using bittul?
Yeah, how's the bean bittul
on the
bread? Also.
Same thing. How's the bean bittul? We say not use bittul. When there's a way to avoid
ashton. No. There's
the
one second. Slow down for 1 second. So we pointed out that.
But it's absorbed.
So on that, so two things. We pointed out, number one, some achronim answer, I'm trying to remember who said it, that even though we paskin reich alav milsahi, evidently the Rif still thinks that there's a scent, that there's an infusion of flavor of some kind. So that's number one. It still exists. But the difference is the following. In the case of the milk water, the water was already mevatel the milk. And, right? Correct?
I guess, yeah, okay.
So, you're not invoking bittul, as opposed to, in this case, there was no bittul on the recha. There is a flavor in this bread. So what the Rif is saying is, he's saying, I'm borrowing the term of acha tochlena be'isser tochlena be'heter. So in this case, avoid creating that conflict, because here you're actually the one creating the conflict. In the case of the milk water, so your question would be on those I forget who it was.
Right.
There was one opinion which the Shach rejected. I think the Bani Ashulchan quoted it, who says that lechatchila it's mutter to put the milk into the water and then put that water into the fleshings.
Yeah, there's a
Pritor. I forget who it was. He quoted, who was it? Pritor? But even that, you could still. Even that. Even that, you can distinguish, because in that case, the bittel that's happening is not on the Acha Tochlener Be'isr Tochlener Be'heter level. There, the bittel is happening just on the water itself. So at that point, that's when you're invoking bittel. Once it's nisbatel, so then when you're using it, it's already been nisbatel. You're not invoking the bittel. You're not creating the bittel. So therefore, you're not running afoul of the principle of Acha Tochlener Be'isr Tochlener Be'heter. That bittel happened when the milk fell in the water with all the. With all the follow-up problems of bittel of heter beheter and the shach and later on, yes.
If I'm baking a nice large loaf of bread,
yes,
which has shishim keneged whatever meat had been in yes. the oven before, and so there's a little bit of reyach, or sorry, it was in the oven with it. So there's a little bit of reyach, but the reyach should theoretically be nisbatel immediately, just like the milk and the water. Would that then, you know?
1 second. Are you putting in heter beheter? What are you putting in there? So I don't say it again.
I have a little bit of meat cooking in the oven with a loaf of bread, which it has shishim kenegdo, and so there's reyach that goes to it. And I suppose even if there had been some kind of tam kolosh to it, I wouldn't have it because it's immediately nisbatel. It's like, I don't know, maybe it's a davar b'shefa.
So now you're asking a good question, which is there bittel on the reyach? So I don't. I'm not sure because. Obviously, when there's shishim, there's bittel, and we're saying rei chalav milso. So this Ron explaining this riff, the riff's whole story is a little bit peculiar because we hold rei chalav milso. So the whole idea that the bread actually became fleishig is strange, right? You have to give some kind of extra hesber that there's actually no blia, but okay, so... I think we've lost the rest of the chaver now, so we're going to restart the chavir. Okay. Yeah.
The shach says you can do the pitcher.
What?
After the water.
It has fallen
to the water. Before
yes.
The
of course.
So
right.
So why didn't you at that point have the nechuda of the rishis
matir? Because there's no iser there. It's been nisbat already. That's the shach's point.
We say you don't use bittel. We don't employ bittel.
No, but the bittel has already happened. There already was bittel.
Physically there's bittel, but we don't employ the heter of bittel.
No, that's what I'm saying. You've already crossed that threshold.
Once it's been nisbatel, what you're saying is,
anytime you have something that became batel, you should never be able to eat it anymore.
No, there when it's iser, the problem is that there won't be. If you say there's no bittel, unusually, then will not be the reshesh material. But this thing is.
So we did see there was one. There was one Achron who disagreed and said that even Lechatchila. I don't remember who it was. We did see one day in Achron who disagreed with this Shach that you're allowed to put it in Lechatchila into the water. But again, I think it's not the same thing. Because you're not using Bittel now. That's why. So how does what operate? Just again. You can take it, leave it. You can look into it later. Maybe somebody has a hesber. And just to me, it's not a question because you're talking at two different stages. In the case of the shach, you have milk that was in this bottle in water. So once it's in this bottle, it doesn't exist. So you can use it for whatever you want, right? That's why would that be a problem? Why is that even a question? As opposed to in the case of the riff, you have something that has a meat flavor in it, and you have something that has a milk flavor in it. So, even though you're not even using...
I wish I get a case. The case of the meat flavor is you have meat which was roasted.
You have reyach of meat in the bread, right. Even the, according to the Manda Amar, rei chalav milso.
Right. So let's say, so there's no significance in the fact that it's nirgash.
So there's some flavor here, but it's not the ordinary, it's lav milso. Halachically, it's not significant. And yet the Rif says, well, by you combining them, because there is some flavor in the meat, of the meat in the bread, so by you combining it with the bread, you are now overwhelming the meat taste. in the bread with your milchigs.
Well,
why? Because you're putting them together, and you're allowed to eat it together. The question is, he's saying, why should you do that? Don't create a conflict between the meat taste in your bread and the milk on your sandwich.
I understand something. Okay. Is it not buttled? Is it buttled? Is the meat flavor buttled? Yes or no?
We paskin rechalav milsa.
So that means it's buttled.
Yes.
Period. So it's just as buttled as a drop of milk. Why is it less buttled?
So that's the chiddush of this riff. It was Rabbi Kivager was the one who explained
it.
We explained this when we discussed it. It's a rule breaker here. It's a very unusual thing. Because if you say rechalav milsa, so then it's supposed to be heter gomer. Exactly. But for the riff, that's not true. The riff says it's a unique, it's like a new animal. Halachically, it's not fleishig. It's batel, but it's not batel because the aroma is infused within it. Ad kan, idach zilgmar. Okay? The point is that you have something. I think the case from the shach, the milk water, is not analogous to this case. It is true that it's a strange concept that you have no blias, it's not called something, and yet there is some significance there.
Can I just get the case of the water, right?
Yes.
If that milk wouldn't be a problem with milk and meat, but it was something that was in this chat on Shabbos, which is also on Shabbos, but motor noise is Shabbos, whatever the scenario is, it can be motor noise, show you, whatever, some of the other people, amazing, whatever. Would you understand? And so now on Shabbos.
No, because there you have an iser. Yes, because there the bittul never took place in the water. That's the problem. The mashkin shezavu that got mixed in a huge drum of other juice from before. So there, the mashkin shezavu has yesh lo heter la'achar Shabbos. Exactly. So you don't allow the bittul to settle in.
So this also has a heter now. Just don't put it with a meat.
What does?
The drop of milk.
But I'm not putting the milk now with meat. The milk is going in with water. No.
No, the milk is in both cases.
No,
the
again, the milk that is, it's
that's why.
The bittul of the milk is vis-a-vis the water. The dion of the riff, the dion of the riff is the bread vis-a-vis the milk. It's two totally different questions.
So the bread is on a halachic status of being ke'ein meat or something.
Yes,
like that.
Yes, exactly.
And it is by far too large to be in this batel, theoretically, to whatever milk I want to eat with my bread, and therefore it's not analogous.
Right. Theoretically, you could have a very tiny amount of meat bread, and you could have a huge amount of milk, and then you have your old questions about bittul. Bittul is lachatchila, and how much was there, etc. Here, that's not what we're trying to do. We're trying to eat them together, because halachically you're allowed to eat them together. Technically speaking, the recha is lav milsa. Good?
Interesting.
Exactly. Okay. I can't tell you any more than that. That's all I know. Okay, so now let's talk about one other major question, which is, well, Yeshul Matirin, in what context, what kind of taruvis? What kind of taruvis do you have this Yeshlo Matirin? So, this seems to be a big machlokas. If you look in the Rambam, in Hilchos Macholas Asuras, in Perek Tesvav, Halacha Yud Beis, the Rambam says, Yeroeli, it seems to me that the Chumrah of Darvish Yeshlo Matirin only applies when it's min b'mino. But when it's min b'she'eino mino, then it does not apply. This is in Perek Tesvav, Halacha Yebez, in Hilchos Machalas Asuros. So the Rambam says, Yei royally, which is interesting. So the Ravid gets upset about this. The Ravid says, why is it Yei royally? It's a Mishnah Mefureshes. What Mishnah Mefureshes is it? It's probably a Mishnah in Maseches Chala, Perek Gimel Mishnah Yud, where the Mishnah says, Lama Amru Hatevel Oser Kol Shehu Min B'mino V'shelo B'mino B'no Sein Tam. So if you look in this, in the long Chidushim of the Ramban in Avodah Zarah in that sugya, and other Rishonim, there's a lot of discussion about this. But it could be that this is the Mishnah that the Ravid is referring to, where you see that there is a distinction between min b'mino and min b'she'eno mino when it comes to tevel. And tevel is one of the things on the list in the Darim on Daf Nun Ches, which is called a davar she'esh lo matzirin. So here you have a Mishnah. Yes? Mishnah's Chala Gimel Yud. So similarly, this opinion is expressed by Tosfos here in Beitza. Tosfos in Beitza on Daf Lamed Chesam Alf Dima Maskel Vili Batel. He says, Hani Mili Mid Bemino, Avo Mimba She'eno Mino, Shapir, and he quotes a Yerushalmi to this effect. Tosfos the same thing. Lamed Chesam and Aleph Dima Maskel Mishum. So it's Lamed Chesam and Aleph Dima Maskel Vili Batel and Lamed Chesam and Aleph Dima Maskel Mishum. So Tosfos says that it's Dafka Min B'mino, but not Min B'she'eno Mino.
What was wrong with the Mishum and Dara?
So that's part of the discussion I was just going to get to. The Ran derives this from the Mishnah in Nedarim. The Mishnah in Nedarim there in Dafn and Beis. So the Ran suggests that this fits with his logic earlier. We mentioned that the svar for the Ran is that you need to create a contrast to create bittul, and when you have Darvish Shesh L'Matirin, it's too similar, the Rove and the Miot, so there's no bittul. So the Ran says, well, if you have a Min B'mino and they both have Heter, either like the Rif said, a Heter that you can eat it in an alternative way. This is part of the way that the Ran explains that Rif. Or, of course, it's Bala Acharzman. He thinks that the Rif is even a better case of Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. So in those cases, you're going to say that it's not Bala because there's no contrast. But if you have Min B'She'eno Mino, so then you have a contrast in reality. Even though halachically you don't have a contrast, you have a similarity, you both label them Heter. One is Heter immediately and one is Heter L'Acharzman. But in reality, physically, one is one min and another one is a different min. So then, in that case, you're definitely going to say bittul because you have a contrast. This is the first shita. However, the Rif that we mentioned in Chulin doesn't sound like that. Because the Rif is talking about bread with a taste of meat and milk. It's min b'she'eno mino. And similarly, if you look in the Mordechai, in the beginning of Beitza, the Mordechai in Beitza is in Os, Tuf Reish Mem. Tuf Reish Mem.
He sounds more Rashi.
Mm-hmm, exactly. One second. I think it's Tuf Reish Mem. I don't have it in front of me. It should be Tuf Reish Mem. Mordechai says, "Emlibnu Michael bebeitza shenold biyamtiv." We're going to get to this in the Rama. Oh, bo biyom aser v'lo mishayin b'shishim chad l'chazus l'time avida v'su the davar sheish l'matir and afila be'elaf lo batel. This is the Mordechai quoting from the Rav Yah. Libnu Michael bebeitza shenold biyamtiv, and there, libnu Michael. It doesn't say it's mibemino. Sounds like it's any min. So, according to this opinion, according to the Rif and the Mordechai, Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin, we are machmir in both directions. Both in min b'mino and min b'she'eno mino. So, Tosfos runs into a problem here in the Gemara in Beitza. So, wait a second. Mayim and Melech Legabe Isa, isn't that min b'she'eno mino? So, why does the Gemara think that it should be called min b'mino? So, Tosfos says, number one, Gabi Tchumen, it's different. They were machmer as if it's min b'mino, since it's mamona. Since it's mamona, they considered it like the equivalent of min b'mino. Od Yesh Lomar, he says, Kevin to Isa eni nilusha ela ayde hamayim v'hakadera niskana b'shvel atav when came k'she'ir of zebezeh havi ki'ilu min echad. There's some kind of synthesis here that creates it as one min. So now the question becomes, okay, what's the Svara? So for the Ran, I understand why it makes a lot of sense. It's an interesting question now for Tosfos. Why does Tosfos think that Min b'she'eino mino, it's Batel? Right? Tosfos, I guess we can assume, he holds like Rashi, we don't know otherwise, Achi tochlena be'isser tochlena be'heter, so how do we get this? How do we put it together? So there is a Tosfos Rush in Bava Metzia, Daf Nun Gimel, where Tosfos Rush says that when you have a taruvis of min b'she'eino mino, and there's no saint tam, it's less than tam, it's less than shishim, so then he says, quote, ein shmo olav ubatel. No, dafka shelo b'mino. Dafka shelo b'mino. Right, we're trying to understand those who don't say like the Ran, why would they distinguish between min b'mino and min b'she'eino mino? Lamaisa, ad she'tochlana be'isser, tochlana be'heter, mazem mishaneh, if it's min b'mino or min b'she'eino mino. So what's the answer? The answer is that since it's shelo b'mino and there's no saint tam, he says, quote, ein shmo olav ubatel. Somehow, that's totally insignificant halachically. It reminds us a little bit, although it's interesting because he doesn't discuss lach b'lach and yavish b'lach and lach b'yavish and yavish b'yavish. It reminds us a little bit about the idea that when you have a taruvus of lach b'lach in general, the miyut becomes command alesa. I mean, yeah, Yitzi?
Well, if I have like so'or or salt, right? So, you know, that's whatever, it's, I took it into my tomb or something, whatever, and I mixed it in. So, you know, it's worse than like, you know, you can still taste it. Like, that's something that...
Okay, so you have to say, you're right, you have to say that it's not avida l'tayma. If it's avida l'tayma, then it's not batel for other reasons. We're assuming here that the taste is batel b'shishin.
I mean, she has other yeast and other salt that's already in there?
I don't know. You have to assume that, of course. Of course. Otherwise, it's avida l'tayma. Otherwise, it's avida l'tayma. Yeah. Ellie, what were you going to say?
What does it mean? He's making a question about how we view the tarogas. Meaning, if we're looking at the tarogas of the Devarish Shmatirin as being nullified, well then you couldn't be vehicle on that, because we're looking at it saying, oh, you're nullifying the Devarish Shmatirin, as opposed to, you look at it as that, since it's not most of the Latimo, so you don't say it as, oh, I'm getting rid of the Devarish Shmatirin, I'm saying that I'm just looking at the tarogas by what the majority is. It's not like...
Okay, but that's the problem with that is that it's kind of a semantic game, because every time you try to define a taruvus, you always go based on the majority, and the chiddush is that when it comes to davar sheish l'matirin, you don't allow that to happen. So that could be another explanation, at least in addition to the Ran's, for why you will say that when it comes to min b'she'eino mino, according to the majority of the Rishonim, you'll see the same hesber. The Rashba mentions that it's dafka, min b'mino, it's not batal, but if it's min b'she'eino mino, it is batal, the Ritva. The Rashba is in Beitza. I think the Ritva is also in Bava Metzia, mentions the same thing. Okay, so now I wanted to conclude with a couple of shitas of Rishonim that limit the scope of the Chumra of Dover Sheish L'Matirin. So the first one, I guess, is the one that we just mentioned, the Shita of Tosfos, that and the many other Rishonim, that when it's a Dover Shu Min B'She'eino Mino, you don't invoke Dover Sheish L'Matirin as a Chumra. The second one is Shita's Tosfos in Erevin on Mem Hei Amid Beis, Dibra Maskel, Iba Yaseima. Tosfos Mem Hei Amid Beis, Dibra Maskel, Iba Yaseima, who says that when it comes to Erevin, they were Mekel. And you don't invoke the Chumra of Dover Sheish L'Matirin. So the case over there is a question about Kinyan Shvisa in the ocean, in the Kainos. One second. This brings us back to where we started from the Chabura, that if the whole thing is only the Rabbanon, so in certain cases, the Rabbanon had special kulas. So Tosfos there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a general klabat chumim berkulis.
Exactly.
But it's invoking that one. So it's not something specifically to the situation with him. It's just that's one of the ramifications of...
Here, I'm sorry. Yeah, here it is. The case is discussing Shvisa. Where is it? Here, the Mishnah. Yeah. Yeah. The Mishnah is discussing, the Gemara is discussing a case of Shvisa about rainwater. So the Gemara is discussing when the clouds came together, where the water came from. Maybe these are the same ones, maybe they're different ones. The Gemara says it's Safik to Devraim, Safik to Devraim is Lahakel. And the Gemara then goes on to talk about maybe it was Kona Shvisa in the clouds or Kona Shvisa in the water, where the water was drawn from, whatever it is. But Tosfos raises. What's that?
Is it Noah?
No, it's a question of where they were Shovis. It's the. Where there was the Kinyan Shvisa here. So Tosa says, what do you mean? It's a Davar Sheish L'Matirin. Just wait till after Shabbos and all the water will be mutter. Even if it wasn't Kinyan, wasn't Kona Shvisa here or the Ukinus, wherever it was, don't worry about it. So Tosa says, no, Be'er of Hekelu. So that's a limitation. Tosa says there's a limitation when it comes to Kinyan Shvisa. Over here, it's for purposes of Be'er of Hekelu. We're making. The next kula is a Mordechai. Next limitation is the Mordechai in Psachim, in Parakol Shah, in Simen Tov Kuf Ayin Gimel, where the Mordechai suggests that he says that Hecha, when the Michael is Miskalkel, so then you don't say Darvash Yesh L'Matirin. Meaning you could say, okay, Acha Tochlena Be'isr Tochlena Be'heter, wait till Motzei Shabbos. Eat the Cholent as leftover Cholent. So people will tell you, okay, of course I could eat the challah as leftover Sunday night, put it in the fridge, save for Sunday night. But some people hold it's miskalkel. I personally will reheat it Sunday night.
Yeah, it's not, still not the same.
Right. So then you have to don what's called miskalkel.
You can't say asher techlenu. It's not the same achila.
Okay,
is
good. Very good. Okay.
But according to the Ran,
right. So then maybe according to the Ran, that doesn't help you. Fourth, also there in the Mordechai, in the name of Rav Chaim Cohen, who says, and this is becomes a machlokas Rishonim, and we'll see in the Beis Yosef, in the Shulchan Aruch, Nachronim. He quotes from Chaim Cohen, but the Baalei Tosfos, who says that this din of Davar Sheish L'Matirin, they were not machmir, the Rabbanim were not machmir when it's tam, it's only when it's be'en. Fifth kula. Tosfos and Beitza, Daf Yudam and Beis, and Dima Maschil Chad. So there, the Gemara is discussing a case where you have birds, white birds and dark colored birds. Beitza, Yudam and Beis, Dima Maschil Chad. When you had Ephrochim. So Tosfos there raises the question, wait a second, the Gemara has a Taliyah about, well, some of the birds were left over, some of the birds left. So Tosfos says, wait a second, all these birds are all a suffix. They're all, we're not sure about these birds. Why don't you say about all the birds that's a Davar Sheish L'Matirin? Don't eat any of the birds. Ah, you could be Tola and say the birds kanimtza kanhaya, and the birds, they went from inside the birdhouse to in front of the birdhouse. But why would you do that? Don't you have a Davar Sheish L'Matirin hanging over your head?
Meaning after Shabbos, the Matir.
Everything is mutter after Yantif. So Tosfos says, no, it's okay. Since you have what to be Tola on, you could say, oh, these birds, these, it says specifically two. You have two birds that you know were here before, so you can ignore the Chumrah of Davar Sheish L'Matirin and still be Tola on the two birds.
What's
the principle? Ein Shabbos in Tanachas. Number seven, the Mordechai.
It sounds like it's not a... Only applied by a 50-50.
No, it's not about a 50-50 suffix. I'll read you the language.
Yeah,
this is six. What did I say?
Seven.
Yeah. Six. Okay, one second. I'll read you the words. He just says it. Ein sham v'timtzanachas. Chad minayu ozal alma. Don't worry, these are the two remaining birds. He says, Ve'im tova v'chi talina l'kula b'davash sheishlo matirim? So he says, Ve'ishlo mar d'ho v'nisha rushnayim b'mekomam v'ada b'chi agavna talina l'kula. I can't tell you more than what he says, but it's just good to see that this is another example of the original statement that we made, that the Darvash Yishal Matirin, it's only a Chumar Midi Rabbanan, and therefore, the Chachamim were not Machmir in every single case. And then the last one. This is a big discussion that the tour has, which he quotes on the Rashba, big Machlokas. What happens if it's not guaranteed that the Heter will come? So, do we say that Darvash Yishal Matirin only applies... I think the Torah quotes from the Rashba that it's only when it's bevadai that the heter will come. But if it's besafik, then I'm not sure. So this becomes a whole big discussion.
Shouldn't that be...
Oh, I forgot the last one. I went out of order, sorry. So that's one machlokas. And then the last one that I was going to mention was the Mordechai in Shabbos in Os Reish Nun Tes, where the Mordechai says that the din of Davar Sheishal Matirin does not apply if the entity was not a standalone, independent item before the Taruvus occurred. For example, I have Mashkin Shezavu. So Mashkin Shezavu, they're Davar Sheishal Matirin, they're Mutar Motzei Shabbos, so they're not Batal on Shabbos. You could have juice that you squeezed, and then it became the sarif in a gigantic, huge, tenuva-sized, 1,000-gallon drum. So it's not batal. But Mordechai says, what if you have grapes that were immersed in grape juice? And then you came and somebody squeezed the grapes. So now you have mashkin shezavu, grape juice that oozed out of the grapes. But you never saw the grape juice before it was Nesarev.
He squeezed it into...
While it was within the grape juice, it came out. The juice came out. You didn't squeeze it. It came out by itself. Whatever. It doesn't matter for right now. So now you have juice that is Mashkin Shezavu. It's also on Shabbos. That's Yeshal Matir and it'll be Mutar Motzei Shabbos. But the Mordechai suggests that that's Batal. Why? Because it was never, it never had an independent status beforehand.
The most common, I think, usage of this one is the ice on Shabbos, putting a little bit of water in the bowl.
Oh, there are a lot of applications of this. So this is another limitation. And we'll also talk about whether it applies to Kalim, as that relies to the Blios and the Tam and all that. So that's
how about
just, yeah.
Another, if it's the association between to one person, not to other people.
Yes. Okay, I didn't discuss that. I didn't mention that. That's also...
It comes from Ma'an Ma'isa Shabbos. And in the Dorm.
Right. Right. So to summarize... Right. So to summarize, I forgot to mention that as well. Number one, we discussed that the Davar Sheishlo Matirin is a Din Rabbanan, subject to Machlokas in the Tanoim, but we accept the Chumrah of Davar Sheishlo Matirin. We spoke about a couple of the cases, the places to look, the Gemara here in Beitza, the Gemara in Nedarim, the opinion of Reb Shimon, examples of it, which would be Tevel, Ma'aser Sheni, Hekdesh, Chadash. So then we discussed what are the Yeshal Matirin avenues. So we discussed the time factor, the way to remove the Isser, either by the Mitzvah of She'ela or Efshel Sakein, like Biyado, or the way that you can have a different geographic location, or the last option was, like the Rif said, you can avoid it. And then we introduced the Machlokas Rishonim, the difference between Mimba Mino and Mimba She'ino Mino, with a couple of potential svaras, either the Ran or the Tosfei HaRush, to explain why Mimba She'ino Mino we should not have the Chumrah of Davar Sheishlo Matirin, even though it sounds like from the Rif and the Mordechai they would. And then we mentioned at the end these seven, although we had some more at the end, the other questions about limitations of Davar Sheishlo Matirin, Mimba Mino versus Eino Mino, Erevin, ruining the food, Tam the Tam versus the Be'en, and even within that, they have further opinions in the Rishonim. There's a difference between Tam and Be'en and Nimuach. And then the question about Tolin, the issue of whether it's going to come Bavadai or not, and then being Nisari before it was Nikar, the Mordechai in Shabbos. So these are some of the, I would think, important Yesodos in Dovr Sheshel Matirin. And now, as we go to see it in the tour and the Shulchan Aruch, we can have kind of a better understanding of the general principles and some of the sheets we've shown them that are pertinent to our Siman Kuf Beis.